And our monthly update from Lincoln County School District number 2, graduation week. So Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio today. Hey, Superintendent, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Duke. Thanks for having me.
It's been a crazy couple of years, but probably a crazy couple of days for you, especially end of year stuff and all the changes and the governors coming around and all kinds of stuff. So
yeah, we've had an eventful couple of years, as you mentioned, but the month of May is certainly not slowed down a bit.
Yeah. So. Well, of course, graduation week. So all that taking place with commencements in 3 high schools around the district.
So we start tonight with Star Valley High, and you know, Mr. Horsley, as the principal, last few years has successfully pulled off nice weather and to have it outside on the football field the last 2 years, and we're praying for the same tonight. So I think things are set up and ready to go. Might want to bring a jacket.
Yes.
It's supposed to be a little crisp, but it'll be a great opportunity. And then tomorrow night we'll be in Cokeville, and Thursday evening at Swift Creek High, and that one will be in their gym at Swift Creek High. So, you know, Duke, it's just an exciting time of year, and often the high school staffs are the ones that get the glory and get to celebrate this time of year with students, but it's really a K-12 effort, and you know what, those kindergarten teachers and bus drivers that have, you know, got students to and from school for 13 years successfully and safely, food service custodians that have kept our facilities clean, instructional paras, secretaries, principals. I mean, it's a total team effort, and we're just blessed. We have 552 employees in the school district, and you know, between Star Valley and Cokeville, and we have amazing people.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely do. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio, and I understand that the district graduating classes, of course, Star Valley High being the biggest, is going to be smaller this year. I mean, it's average size this year compared to what it has been, but it looks like a lot of growth coming up. Is that correct?
That's correct. So I think tonight at Star Valley High, there'll be 184-ish students graduating, and look for the next few years, we'll be in the 220 range.
Wow. So significant growth. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio. Superintendent, you had a chance to meet with the governor and some of his staff yesterday. He was touring around Star Valley. Maybe just summarize what was discussed yesterday and what went on in regards to education with that.
Great. So, yeah, Governor Gordon was here, as you mentioned, had a wonderful opportunity to meet with he and Senator Dockstetter and Representative Simpson and Randall Luthy and some of the others. But there's a big concern. We've got a big challenge with recruiting and retaining teachers and just staff. And it's not just a Lincoln 2 problem. It's a problem across the United States and certainly found its way to Wyoming. I was in some meetings a while ago, and Campbell County, Gillette's superintendent told me that he was looking for 80 teachers. So that puts things in perspective. Now, Gillette has 12,000 students as well, and we have 3,000, but we're still looking for a few teachers, but we certainly want to take care of the ones that we have and appreciate them very, very much. So. But I would say that was the biggest topic yesterday, or the biggest challenge that we're facing currently in education is recruiting and retaining quality staff, especially teachers.
Well, speaking of staff, the last couple of weeks have been kind of some musical chairs with administration some, and maybe just summarize, if you could, some of the changes at the administrative level that have taken place heading into next school year.
Okay, so this is going to be off the cuff, but you're right. We've had a lot of musical chairs. Seven changes on the admin team. So, Dr. Amanda McAdams is leaving us. That started the ball rolling, or the dominoes falling, and then we've hired Corey Hokanson to come to the district office to be a director of teaching and learning. Jason Horsley is coming back to the district office as a director full-time. Farron Hatterley is the moving from assistant principal at Star Valley Middle School to principal at Star Valley High. The vacancy from Corey Hoganson moving to the district office freed up an assistant position at Star Valley High School. That the successful candidate there is Josh Frazier. We're super excited for Josh's fun personality, and he'll be a great complement to Mr. Hatterley and Rob Erickson on that team, which freed up a position at Star Valley Middle School in the assistant, and we hired Wendy McGinley. Wendy's currently in Williston, North Dakota, and so she'll be joining us here in 5-6 weeks, July 1st.
And if I understand correct, she was formerly in the district. Is that right?
She was at Osmond Elementary when I was a principal there as in a support staff role for a couple of years. Yeah. So we're super excited that Wendy chose to join our team. She has a lot of strengths, and she'll be very good for the middle school. Let's see. Dr. Lori Schieffer at Thane Elementary became our talent developer. So Daniel Barnes, principal currently at Osmond for a few more days, is moving to Thane. The opening at Osmond was filled by Tyler Jack. So Tyler Jack will be going from Swift Creek to Osmond Elementary. And then we've hired Dave Kazare. Sorry to do that to you, Duke, but we're super excited for what Dave can bring to the table as well, and he'll be our new Swift Creek High principal. So super excited for the changes, and you know, it's been stressful 6 weeks or so trying to get admin hired, but I'm confident we've got people in the right seat of the bus, and we're ready to move forward. So,
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio today. Superintendent, anything else you'd like to touch on while we have you on air?
I would just take opportunities when another school year comes to a close to thank our staff. And when I say staff, I'm talking all 552. We have 227 of the 552 that are teachers. And obviously that's where the rubber meets the road, and we very much appreciate our teachers. But we know that the organization is only as successful as our support staff. And I'd also give a shout out to my wonderful assistant, Barney Kleeman. She's completing her first year, and I think it's been a steep learning curve, but she has an amazing skill set, and especially her soft skill set. She's done a remarkable job. And then our school board is, all seven of them have provided great leadership in setting the goals and mission and vision of the district. And we're just extremely blessed, and hope that our stakeholders and parents recognize the amount of effort and time and expertise that are in the school district. And kids are the winners. So absolutely, we're grateful for that.
Speaking of school board, understand a couple open seats. Is that correct?
Yes. So the filing period opens, I'm not sure of the Monday, but it's like August 8th-ish, 9th-ish, whatever that Monday is, and runs for 3 weeks. And this fall we'll have an at-large, which is currently held by Connie Day. Connie does a great job for us on the school board. Area 2, which is Lanny Draney's, and Area 5, which with the shift in from the census and the boundary, that's Alpine, I believe, back far south is Nordic Ranches area. So we're optimistic that we can have some quality people that want what's best for kids to file and be willing to. The pay's high, Duke.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah,
it's absolutely zero, and no disgruntled employees or parents or stakeholders.
Not once, right? Never.
Especially over athletics.
Why would you? That's Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio today. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.